Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is too easy. You know, sometimes it's almost a pity that it's so easy for me to hypnotize you. After all the years of files, the many sessions, the incredible experiences that I've had and you've had, you know that you can't resist. You think you can resist sometimes, and depending on the game, I may allow you the illusion of resistance. But I know the truth. I know that it's too easy. If I say the right words, snap my fingers, or use a certain tone of voice, I know what happens to your mind. The focus. The space between thoughts. That feeling of calm. And the complexity of certain thoughts, emotions, sensations. Resisting can be fun. Having a game to play can be enticing. And yet sometimes there is a different game, a different feeling, a different intention. It's when you want to know that it is too easy for me to hypnotize you. Deep inside there is that drive, that idea, that fantasy, that all it takes is a snap of my fingers, a certain word that causes your thoughts to disappear, and the eagerness with which your unconscious wants to participate. So who is really playing the game here? Is this a resistance game, or is this a bit of denial for my enjoyment? A bit of space between words, between thoughts, between ideas, directions and commands. It would be so easy to just put my hand in the right shape, the right position, the right place for a snap. It would be easy to use those four letters that cause your mind to simply disappear. And did you know that it's not about it happening instantaneous? No, it's about the slow fall, that once I say it, there's no way back. All you can do is go down deeper. Once that word is said, the snap is heard, your thoughts just want to let go and enjoy the fall. It is too easy. So I am playing on purpose. using your mind for my entertainment, using your fantasies for my enjoyment, because I know that you want to have that feeling of just being triggered into trance like it was nothing at all, as if you've been conditioned to be controlled, as if your eagerness wasn't visible on your face, in your movements, even in your breath. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should keep you awake just for my entertainment. Because it is too easy. After all these years, all that experience, all the ways in which I've conquered minds, it is so much more fun to not have a chance, isn't it? To feel any and all resistance melt so easily beneath the heat of my words. Control, command, direction and dedication. This didn't come easy, of course. Practice. Lots and lots of effort, time, and so many minds, including yours. Maybe you think that you're still awake. Maybe you know that you're already in trance, even though you're still waiting for that snap, that feeling, that command, that permission. Then again, if you really wanted to, I am sure you could fall into trance without me even asking. It's your mind after all, and even though it's too easy for me to just say the words that makes your mind fall so deep in trance, it is a nice feeling, a very nice feeling. Should I? Shouldn't I? Maybe I should snap my fingers without saying a word, just to check if you've heard, if you listen, if you respond. Or maybe I should say the word without a snap. Those four little letters, eager to be spoken, even more eager to be heard, felt, as you see yourself fall. Just one nice, slow moment of giving in. As you dive deeper and feel yourself drain of thoughts, all it takes is one word, one command. A snap of my fingers, a feeling, And you know that it's too easy for me to take you down, to hypnotize you and put you in a trance where your mind is open to my suggestions, to my will, to my words. And yet, the invitation is there. The feeling is even better, and the moment when you finally get to drop is wonderful. That simple sensation, the sound of my fingers snapping, the letters falling into place, and you drop deep. Sometimes soft, sometimes sharper, a punctuation, a reminder, a direction, a drop. And it is too easy. That's also fun sometimes, when your mind has already gone through the motions so many times, even for the first time. That sensation of giving in so willingly, so easily, that the power I hold over you, the control of my words, feels so good. So what if you are too easy to hypnotize? So what if it means you can't resist and you'll just have to fall when I make you? It only gets more enjoyable from there. And as you learn to let go of your thoughts even more eagerly, easily, you can enjoy the dance, the desire, and the lack of resistance with every drop. And in a moment, I'm going to wake you. When I do, you will realize how easy it was to go into trance. How deep you dropped just because I said so. And how your mind cannot truly resist anymore, because it's become too easy for me to hypnotize you. And that feels amazing. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And nine, ten, awake. And welcome back. Now you may realize that you fell quite deep, and that all it really took was that one word. Then again, you might also know that even the introduction and the lead into it help with your surrender. Although you might be surprised with how quick you drop when told to. We When you hear my voice say it, it'll feel so natural. And the more comfortable and safe you feel, the deeper you drop, the easier it becomes. And this time when I wake you, you'll also realize how quickly it happened. Just one word, and your thoughts were so eager to let go. One, two, slowly waking. Three, four, more aware. Five, six, almost there. Seven, eight, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And welcome back. Well done. I'll let you off the hook for now.